Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the AMAS Policy Committee meeting of Thursday, March 25th, 2017. Do we have a quorum?
Yes, we do.
Thank you. Mr. Prater has asked that if you make a motion or a second, please identify yourself. He's over in the back of the room and he can't always hear, so please identify yourself with your motion or your second, loud enough for him to hear. We did have an indication that we were going to have some audience participation. Is there a Heather Davis Rydell here?
Oh, that's Heather. it's Mary T. O'Connor.
Mary T. O'Connor? Yeah. My bad. I'm getting old sometimes, you know? Have a little senior moment here.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
She's not here.
Apparently she is not here. And thank you, Heather, for the memo. item number two, the minutes of the March 23rd, 2017 meeting. Questions, comments, concerns? We'll entertain a motion to accept. I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Hearing none, motion carried. Carrie, do you need us all to say aye with her name? Sorry, just giving you a hard time, okay? Staff reports. Item number three, financial progress report, attachment 3A, Mr. Curtis Baker.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you'll see, as we're through April 30th on attachment 3A, we spent about 54% of the budget. We're well within the budget and should be good through the rest of the year. To help with our, because we've been a little short staff, we have actually just hired a new planner. We've also had another planner come in, Daryl Kleinhens. He's sitting over there. Daryl, if you want to wave your hand. He's also a new planner with AMAT, so you'll start to see them around at meetings and getting more involved. So we're excited about that. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to accept the financial progress report. I have a motion. Do I have a second? I have a motion, a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Hearing none, moving forward. Item 3B, technical progress report, Mr. Curtis Baker.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A few housekeeping things first. This is a big meeting for us as we look to adopt our plan and our transportation improvement program. That's why we've got the camera. Carrie's doing a little feature on our website about it, so that's why he's not sitting next to me, just so... we're not here to kind of record everybody, and you know this isn't the new normal. Another thing, just we had a longtime chairman of our Citizens Involvement Committee, who was our chairman probably from, I think consistently from like 2004 almost through 2014. Michael Ondecker, who passed away recently this year. He actually. Served as our chairman and provided a lot of great citizen feedback. So just wanted to put that on the record that he will be missed from our agency. From a technical perspective, I think probably a lot of you have been thumbing through or looking at the federal budget. The giant $1 trillion infrastructure bill has turned into $200 billion of federal dollars in the most recent budget, which is allocated to transformative projects throughout the country. It's not clear yet, other than that, what that really means, and it's not clear if that will survive. The budget also includes, similar as we talked about with the skinny budget, slashing a lot of transit budget and slashing actually quite a bit of budget all the way around. So it's an interesting time. We're keeping an eye on it. Luckily for us, it doesn't really change our appropriations as in terms of the budget cuts, because we are funded through the gas tax and a separate legislation through the FAST Act. But with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Seeing none, moving forward. Item number 3C, AMAT's Federal Fund Report, attachment 3C, Mr. Dave Poulet.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A couple things I'd like to review. The first thing is there's going to be some new acronyms you're going to see in the upcoming days. First of all, our traditional STP program will now be called STBG for Surface Transportation Block Grant. And our TAP program that we're used to seeing will now be called TASA, T-A-S-A for Transportation Alternatives Set Aside. And that's not a big thing, but I just want to bring it to your attention because when you start to see these acronyms, you'll know what they mean.
Right, that's not a big thing, but we are required now in all of our federal documentation to call them by these names, so you'll start seeing them in our documentation.
Looking at the funding program and balances, we're having a larger than expected balance for the STP funds, and that's mainly because one of our larger projects, Cyberlink Phase 1, was moved out of fiscal year 17 and pushed out to fiscal year 21. So that kind of left a big balance, and it happened too late in the game to fill it with any other projects. So what we're planning to do is get an exception so that we don't lose that money and explain the circumstances under which that happened. One other item is there's currently no projects. If you look at the TAP funding page or the TASA funding sheet, there's no projects in 19. We do plan to move some projects in, and we'll discuss that at our next project review meeting. I know that there was interest in more greening, moving more road up, and then also Summit County moving the State Route 18 sidewalks in Montrose up. The Funding Policy Subcommittee met May 9th to address comments and concerns that were brought up at the Funding Policy Workshop on April 27. We made a few more additional revisions to the funding policy, and Curtis will go into more detail about that later in the meeting. And last but not least, we are accepting applications for CMAQ projects, and we will accept those through June 30th. And we take those applications and we do some internal calculations and such, and then all the CMAQ applications go down to Columbus and are presented to a statewide committee. So CMAQ applications are being accepted now, and then later in the year we'll be accepting STP and TASA. No, I'm sorry, STBG and TASA projects later in the year. So that's about all I have on this item. If there's any questions, I'd be glad to try to answer them.
Thank you, Mr. Pooley. Hearing none, moving forward. Item number four, old business. AMITS funding policy guidelines, attachment 4A. Mr. Curtis Baker.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Over a year ago, this committee formed a subcommittee, the funding policy subcommittee, and asked them to look at our existing funding policy in terms of its equity, as well as its ability to fund regionally significant projects and recommend changes. The Funding Policy Subcommittee did just that, and in April we released a draft of updated funding policy guidelines. We then had a funding policy workshop on April 27th where we received comments. And then, as Dave mentioned, on May 9th we met again to discuss the comments and determine if there were, if the subcommittee wanted to make any additional changes to the policy committee. I'll go through the recommended changes that have changed since our last meeting. And then, you know, would invite members to discuss it. Now we are asking for approval, but it was with the expectation too that if the committee didn't feel as that it was, you know, there were issues that you wanted to continue to discuss or investigate more, we are able to approve this in July. The main elements are that were discussed since the last meeting was we received multiple comments. Both Twinsburg and Kent were concerned that resurfacing projects, standalone resurfacing projects, were eligible for the STBG program, basically the roadway fund that we use to fund more major operational and capacity-type projects. And they requested that there was language prohibiting resurfacing projects from applying to that fund, And that they should only be applying to the resurfacing program. The committee recommended to include language that provided the TACTIP subcommittee the ability with the staff to consider project applications and move them to what we felt was the most appropriate category for funding. That's typically what the staff has done in the past when we've gotten kind of, does this fit better in this category or this category? So we just wanted to sort of memorialize it in the document. So that language was added. There was a discussion about roadway condition rate in the STP program. Comments received and written comments both requested that the weight be changed or edited. This honestly was probably the thing that the subcommittee discussed most, and at the end of the conversation felt that they did not want to recommend any changes to that criteria and to keep it as is. The equitable distribution criteria, Akron actually recommended that for the equitable distribution that it be shaped similar to some of our other recommendations, where instead of saying, you know, between 40 and 50, you get a certain number of points, that we actually, or I'm sorry, you know, we did a, for equitable share, it was like if you were between 100 and 150, you got 3 points or something like that. The request was, why don't we have that match some of our others where, you know, it's if you have 100 to 110, you get 4 points, and 110 to 120, you get 3 points. We felt that that was sort of in the spirit of the recommendations of the funding policy and some of the changes that they made. So the subcommittee did recommend to adopt that point distribution because we felt like it was less arbitrary. Another big discussion was park districts' dues and fair share. One of the things I'm not sure everyone is aware on the committee that the parks districts don't pay dues to AMATS. However, they are eligible for funding through our now TASA program. There was a lot of concern, one, that they don't pay dues, but also typically the way that we've done fair share is to penalize, and by penalize, I mean allocate the project to the community in which the project took place in. So in the example of Stowe, like if Metro Parks had done a bike and hike trail there and spent $700,000 of AMATS funds, we would have attributed that to Stowe's fair share. And the thought process behind that was always, well, Stowe's receiving the benefit of the trail. However, there was some argument that, you know, is that really the right way to approach it? In the discussion with the subcommittee, I think they felt that actually that it's something that both the dues and the fair share issue should be discussed, but they felt that that the funding policy subcommittee was not the appropriate venue to make that recommendation. They did recommend that the policy committee consider the matter of the dues in terms of should we be asking Metro Parks to provide both Summit and Portage Parks districts to pay dues to be eligible to apply for our funding. I do think that's a policy committee decision and something that I think we should discuss, maybe not at this meeting, but it's something that we should take on. And then the second of the fair share, I think we also felt that that was a issue, but that it would most appropriately discussed at the TACTIP subcommittee on how to address that, because one of the things we think we could do would just be to pull out any project that was received by the Metro Parks or the Portage Parks, just pull them out, and then everyone's fair share would sort we kind of pull those out of the allocation, and the fair shares would sort of reset to fit, I think, more appropriately what the communities have applied for. But we think that that's definitely worth considering. There was comments from the Metro Parks regarding the CMAC program and the CMAC program being eligible for trails. Due to the statewide control of the CMAC program, AMATS doesn't actually have control of that, and currently trails are eligible for the CMAC program, but it has to show emission reductions. So it has to be traveled enough that you could say this many bike riders are going to reduce the emissions on the roads because they're not driving cars. Finally, there was concerns about traffic count data when it came to the resurfacing program. Ravenna was concerned that, you know, if there was a development that took place and then they applied and they felt like their traffic counts were higher because of this development, but we hadn't counted it for a couple of years, you know, would they be eligible to challenge that count? We said that they would be, and the staff believes that, you know, we have radar counters that we can just go out and count almost immediately. So if that challenge was put in, what we would do to resolve that is just to recount the location and get an accurate count from AMATS. All the written comments are attached to the funding policy guidelines. One little wrinkle in this is we did provide this to TAC. We had an issue with our IT, and a lot of TAC members didn't have a chance to review this before the TAC meeting, so TAC decided to table the item with the understanding that policy could go ahead and just approve it if they felt so compelled. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions. I do recommend approval. I think this is a big step in the right direction. And I think, honestly, we could wring our hands with this quite a bit more, but I think that at some point we've got to kind of see how what we get with the funding policy and react accordingly. So I'd be happy to answer any questions at this time.
Seeing none, I will entertain a motion to adopt the AMATS funding policy guidelines.
Jim Grainer, I move we adopt.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
A second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed the same. Hearing none, motion carries. Moving forward, item number 5, new business. There is none. Item number 6, resolutions. Resolution 2017-04, approving the final draft of the Transportation Improvement Program for fiscal years 2018 to 2021. Attachment 6A, Mr. Poulet.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attachment 6A is the resolution adopting the new 2018-2021 TIP. We've talked about the new TIP now at several previous meetings. And not too much has changed since I passed out the initial list of projects. We didn't include the entire document in the handout. What we did include was table H3, which is probably the one you're most interested in. It's the list of projects, the list of local projects. And then I also included the transit tables and also table A1, which is a list, it's called the statewide line items, and it's projects in our area that have funding in them that has federal roots, but it doesn't really have our money directly in it. So those are the three tables that's included in this handout, and not too much has changed since the last list of projects you've seen. We do. We are taking a fix-it first approach. Most of the projects are maintenance type projects, and we are keeping with the requirements of the FAST Act as far as demonstrating the TIP does demonstrate financial balance, air quality conformity, and includes opportunities for public comment. So, if there's any questions, I'd be glad to try to answer them. If not, AMATS recommends approval of the 2018-2021 TIP.
Seeing none, we'll entertain a motion to adopt Resolution 2017-04.
John Drew, motion to approve.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Joe Paradise, second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed the same. Hearing none, motion carries. Item 6B, Resolution 2017-05, adopting Transportation Outlook 2040, the Regional Transportation Plan. Attachment 6B, Mr. Curtis Baker.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, as you know, every 4 years we're required to update our long-range transportation plan. Transportation Outlook has been the plan that we've been looking at for the last 4 years, looking at the horizon year of 2040. Attached to the memo is a list of recommendations, highway, transit, and bicycle improvements. Transportation Outlook 2040 recommends over $7 billion of highway, transit, bicycle, and pedestrian infrastructure investments through the year 2040. as this plan's been developed, we've tried to take into account our changing demographics, things like new technology, trying to even understand how things like self-driving cars and technology might impact our system in the future. And the key recommendations, however, still maintain that we want to fix our system first, do expansion where appropriate, where necessary, and support a system that supports all users, including from public transportation, pedestrian movements, and bike movements as well. You know, as many of you know, we've reviewed this document in January as well as March, and upcoming, and with the approval of this, we will be set on our next four-year cycle. We'll start looking out to 2045. We're excited about this document. We're pleased to bring it to you today, and do recommend approval.
Questions, comments, concerns? I'll entertain a motion to adopt Resolution 2017-05.
Motion.
Do I have a second? I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed the same. Hearing none, motion carries. Item 6C, Resolution 2017-06, approving the fiscal year 2018 transportation planning work program and budget. Item 6C, Mr. Jeff Gardner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Salute to our Barberton contingent today. Item 6C is the FY 2018 Transportation Planning Work Program and Budget. Annually, the MS Policy Committee adopts a work program and budget for the upcoming fiscal year. The fiscal year begins on July 1. The work program identifies the staff planning activities that will take place in the upcoming fiscal year and describes the funding sources that will be used to pay for them. Draft of the FY 2018 work program was approved by the policy committee in January. The full document was subsequently submitted to ODOT and the Federal Highway Administration for their review and comment. No significant changes to the work program were requested by them. The major elements of the work program remain the same as the version approved in January. This includes the maintenance of the new TIP along with any amendments, as well as project selection for future year programming. The staff will be updating its system of data gathering and management for use in various types of planning analyses, including the integration of performance measures in coordination with ODOT. The staff will also be updating a number of agreements with its planning partners, as well as our public involvement plans. Lastly, the staff will be continuing the annual traffic counting program. Local share amount remains the same as the one approved in January, approximately $162,000. And local share dues is requested in order to fund a total budget of approximately $2 million. The local share amount and total budget are comparable to last year's budget, and the staff is requesting approval of Resolution 2017-06. Are there any questions?
Seeing none, I'll entertain a motion to adopt Resolution 2017-06.
So moved, Dom Alverda.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Frank Harrison.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed the same. Hearing none, motion carries. Moving forward, Resolution 2017-07, reaffirming the approval of the Regional Transportation Plan and the Transportation Improvement Program, and affirming the consistency between the Regional Transportation Plan, the Transportation Improvement Program, and the State Implementation Plan. Item 16, Mr. Jeff Gardner.
These are two routine resolutions that AMS must pass each year in order to remain certified as a metropolitan planning organization. Resolution 2017-07 affirms AMS annual approval of the, in this case, the brand new Regional Transportation Plan, Transportation Outlook 2040. The same resolution also reaffirms the existing TIP, which you just approved, and affirms the consistency of both of these documents with the state's plan for air quality conformity. The TIP and the 2040 plan have both been analyzed for air quality conformity in coordination with ODOT and have been found to be in accord with federal regulations. Staff recommends approval of Resolution 2017-07. Are there any questions?
I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed the same. Hearing none, motion carries. Resolution 2017-08, certification of the urban transportation planning process.
Every 4 years, the USDOT certifies that AMATS is operating the planning process according to federal guidelines. This spring, AMATS underwent its federal certification review. The staff just received a report from USDOT certifying that AMATS may continue conducting the planning process for another 4 years, at which point the USDOT will return for another certification review. Annually, the AMATS Policy Committee is required to self-certify that it is conducting the planning process according to federal regulations. With Resolution 2017-08, the Policy Committee will certify that AMATS transportation planning process is being implemented in compliance with all applicable federal requirements. AMATS activities are carried out under the continuing supervision of ODOT, and the staff is recommending approval of 2017-08.
I'll entertain a motion to accept.
So moved.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Bobby Beshear with the motion. Amy Moore with the second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed the same. Hearing none, motion carries. Item 6E, Resolution 2017-09, approving Amendment 1 to the Transportation Improvement Program Fiscal Year 2018 to 2021 to revise the funding to a project. Attachment 6E, Mr. David Poulet.
Okay, thank you. Although we've only had a new TIP for about 10 minutes, we already have an amendment. And the reason we have this amendment, the reason I couldn't just write this in when I was putting together the TIP was there comes a point in time where the MPOs, TIPs have to be in sync with the state's TIP, and another reason is this funding actually just became available last week. So what this it affects the Akron Main Street Corridor project downtown. It's adding $7.5 million of local major bridge funds to that project. It'll be used toward the State Street Bridge reconstruction, and the project already has $5 million in hydro grants, so we have to keep this project moving. It's kind of on a fast track. So MS does recommend the approval of Amendment 1, adding $7.5 million to the South Main Street Corridor project.
Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve Resolution 2017-09.
So moved, Dom O'Leary.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second, Joe Paradise.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed the same. Hearing none, motion carries. Item number 7, other business. I would like to offer my heartfelt congratulations to Mayor Barbara Beshear. And the village of Richfield is being named the number one suburb in Cleveland, or the Cleveland area. Cleveland Magic Long. Close enough.
Yeah, it's close. We're at Rushville. We get the snow, so I guess they figure. Thank you. That's quite an honor. And I always have to live up to that. So.
Mr. Chairman, if I may add as well. You know, now that we've finished the four-year cycle, we're kind of starting again. So we do have time and staff ability. If there are things that you are curious about or want us to research, we're actually going to be looking into the safety success of some of the roundabouts that we've put in over the last 5 years, which I know has been a request from members in the past. So this summer is a very good time for us to do that kind of work, and we'll be bringing some of that to you later. Also, unless something changes right now, I think there's a very good chance we will be able to cancel our July meeting. Right now, there's nothing on the agenda. It would just depend on if there are major TIP amendments, so look to ODOT to blame them if we have a meeting in July. But it'll be Chad's fault. But otherwise, and again, I just want to thank the funding policy subcommittee. They worked very hard on that funding policy, and you know, I'm looking forward to seeing it in action. With that, that's all we have.
Cool. Well, we had the next regular meeting Thursday, July 20th, but that obviously will be postponed.
We'll hold it. We'll hold the place until we know for sure. But hopefully, it'll be canceled.
Okay. Anything for the good of the order?
Happy Memorial Day.
Yes. Not happy. Remember.
Remember on Memorial Day. Think of all of our veterans. Nebraska. I still think veterans.
I know. Well, we will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I have a motion by Mr. Frank Hairston. Do I have a second?
Second.
We are adjourned. Wait a minute. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed the same? We are adjourned.